Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Todd Diggs.
Atta baby Todd.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tom.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce, how we doing?
Doing well. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Mitt, how are you, pal?
Hey, we're doing really good, Tony. We got a college football weekend.
Hell yeah, we do. College football week one starts Thursday night. We will do a full preview of Thursday night starting today. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 D1 games on Thursday night that we will break down here shortly. How'd last night go?
Skunked 0-2. Might get skunked in footy today. Here we go.
Okay, so you know what was awesome?
Yeah, you had Phillies, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Phillies were up 7-0.
7-0.
In the fourth, right?
7-0 going to the bottom four, okay? We had them first five, minus a half. They give up 6, bottom four. That's fine. 7-6. We're still up 1. They gave up a 6-piece again in the fifth. So Phillies was a loss there. But Mad Bum is a full fade, though. Mad Bum went out. They were booing him in the desert.
They were booing him?
Oh, yeah. Mad Bum was getting booed. I was 1-1, though. I won the other one. I can't remember which.
Dads.
Dads, they did. Thank you, Dads.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dads. That was last night. Leeds is down today. Chelsea's Leeds down right now. You didn't have Chelsea, but they're down right now. Fucking free Pulisic, please.
Fulham just went up on Brighton, too.
If you could fucking free Pulisic, if you could let them know, fucking get him out of there.
I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
But I don't think he wants to go to a smaller club either, so I think it's a tough spot. Like, he's not going to take a loan job to fucking Brighton or Fulham, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't take a loan job every year.
What about Leeds?
I mean, Leeds is a talking point.
But they are a small, much smaller club, too.
Like, Pulisic just played for fucking Dortmund and Chelsea, dude. Like,
yeah, I could see him going to, like, Real or something.
Oh, really?
Take him on loan, dude.
No, he ain't going to fucking Real. What are you out of your mind?
I'm playing FIFA, the video game, in my head.
Right? I mean, yeah, Liverpool's the perfect fit, but Chelsea won't do it.
Okay.
They're not going to loan him to fucking Liverpool.
So, total soccer Mark question here. But why does he not start? Like, that doesn't really make any sense to me. Can they just not find a place for him? Doesn't he play? He plays forward? What does he play?
He can't stay healthy is a big issue, too. Like, it's hard to just, if a guy's not healthy all the time, just plug and play every time he is healthy. Like, if you know other guys are going to be there week in, week out, it's tough to fucking start a guy who isn't healthy all the time. Well, and I don't think it's a shot at his soccer talent. I think it's him being able to stay healthy for an extended period of time.
Well said.
And if I was a U.S. fan heading into the World Cup, I wouldn't be terribly upset not playing.
It's fine. Hey,
the way Conte's running fucking Harry Kane, he'll be showing up to Qatar in a fucking wheelchair.
I can't wait.
We saw the guy stand in the center circle for fucking 120 minutes in the goddamn Euro final. We don't need to see it again.
More footy tomorrow.
Yeah, it's all
more footy tomorrow. Huge MLB slate tonight. I'm gonna be honest with you, it's a big one, but I fucking hate it.
I got a timepiece.
Okay, you did not hate it. You went all in. College football Thursday. If we're being completely honest, we will talk about some NFL line movement, but conference preview I'm going to push back to tomorrow as far as teams from today.
What do you got for college plays for tomorrow? How many?
Okay, for Thursday?
Yeah. Oh, today's Tuesday, my bad.
Let's start there. Let's just go through them. We'll go through them. We'll talk about each game on Thursday. We'll start with the backyard brawl. Mountaineers are at Pitt. I mean, that it's not going to be a home game for Pitt, though. It's at least probably going to be 50-50, if not more. I'd kind of be shocked if it wasn't more. Maybe not. In the old days, it would definitely be more West Virginia fans. Now, the team hasn't been as good as of late, so I don't know. But I would expect a 50-50. It is a hour 15-minute drive from Morgantown, so it's really not bad at all. That one's 7 o'clock Thursday night. Opened Well, it was 6.5. It's 7.5 now.
Can I interest you in something, Tony?
I will listen.
We used to call these nukes back in the day.
Ooh. Gumby nukes.
Ooh. Mountaineers 10-3 ATS, their last 13 in September.
Okay.
Wow.
Open it up.
Finished the season terrible, though. Covered 1-5 of their last 5 and 1-5 of their last 5 road games.
So they haven't been good in conference, it sounds like.
Yeah. Pitt, 3-1-1 ATS, their last 5 in September. Covered 11 of their last 15. The underdog in this matchup, though, has covered 4-5, which interests me.
Yeah. A lot of those rivalries, you always go with the underdog. Pitt.
Might get to 8.
It might. Seriously might. Pitt brings back 15. 8 on offense, 7 on defense. WVU brings back 11. 7 on offense, 4 on defense. So when you... Did I hear something today that fucking Daniel might not even be the starter?
Yeah, was that out of pocket or is that
I don't know
true?
If that was out of pocket or not. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I'm under
actually impression. I think I heard coming out of West Virginia that he's one of the smarter quarterbacks they've had, obviously, in that system.
Yeah,
or
I don't think you
quick
can
quick fucking JT Daniels Twitter search.
I think JT Daniels is gonna be the starter.
You can't put out that Let's Ride video.
No.
He's not ride.
Obviously new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, here it is. JT Daniels has been announced as West Virginia's starting quarterback. Right,
okay. That's right. Glad that was out of pocket by somebody here.
Slobodan
Mihosevic.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Graham Harrell's the new coordinator. He was at USC when JT was at USC as well.
Pitt's D-line is very good, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Depending on who you look at, what preview you look at, their top 5 D-line. They also return 6 all-conference players on the defense in total. West Virginia, their leading rusher is gone, but they do return all 5 offensive linemen, which is big.
That is big.
On defense.
That's only big if they were good last
year.
We're returning trash. We're returning
exactly.
Trash. I mean, it's still...
They've
all
had a
5.
Lot of starts. It's good.
Full and you know what Claris said? You're fucking either good together or bad together.
Here is a concern if you're betting Mountaineers. 6 of their 7 leading tacklers are gone from last year. Their entire back 7 is being replaced. So we'll see how that goes. Pitt, Slovis is starting.
Yep.
Okay.
Slobodan.
Pac-12 Rookie of the Year. Also, Whipple is gone. Pickett's gone. Addison's gone. That's a lot to replace if you're on.
Where's Slobodan come from?
USC.
USC.
He beat out JT Daniels and then lost the job.
Yeah, to.
So this is revenge game.
To yes. Dart, to Jackson Dart or whatever.
JT Daniels revenge
game. Oh, this
game.
Might be WVU revenge game then.
It could be.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jordan Addison left. Obviously, he won the Biletnikoff for best wide receiver in the nation, but the second and third leading wide receivers are back for Pitt. They had 50 and 61 catches, so not too bad there. All 5 O-linemen for Pitt are back as well. Actually, I think the top 7 O-linemen are back for Pitt. So in case there's an injury,
ready in the trenches.
All 3 running backs return for Pitt. Like I said, 6 all-conference players return on defense out of 7. I took Pitt at 6.5. 7.5, I lean the Pitt.
This gets to fucking 8.
Fucking Mountaineers. I know Bruce is Mountaineers.
Yep,
beat me, dude. If this gets to 8, I'm on.
Yeah, I took the Mountaineers yesterday, so kind of moving against me now with the move to 8, but I still love it. The JT Daniels revenge angle. And, you know, he's been pretty good, and he's played a ton of big college
sure,
football
games. Sure, he has.
And I
kid loves
love,
ball.
Yeah, I love the chip.
USC,
chip on
Georgia,
the
West Virginia.
Loves ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
And rivalry game, 1-score game. I think it could easily be a field goal game, if not, in my brain, it's like worst case touchdown game. West Virginia covers by the hook.
Mitt, did you have a graphic up for that one?
Yeah, it was sweet.
Let me see. Love it.
Love it.
There's Slobodan himself. Total's 50.5.
Brighton went down 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2-1 now. They got one back on a penalty, and they just subbed on half the... Oh, Danny Welbeck just came on. We'll get a push here.
I mean, the plus 255 money line is starting to...
Really?
To stick out at me, yeah.
What makes you so, confident?
When it comes to fucking betting.
I wouldn't say that I am, like, super confident in West Virginia, but I'm just not that high on, okay. on Pitt.
Listen, when you lose the best wide receiver in the country and... the first quarterback the taken overall, the
program.
And the offensive coordinator, the new offensive coordinator, I believe is Greg Sinetti or something like that. He is more of a run first guy, so Pitt offense may look a little different this year. So there's that one.
Can't you just imagine too just this being an absolute banger? And don't you want it to be?
I absolutely want it to be a fucking. Don't you want banger. It? To I got be no. A one-score I got game? No dog in this fight.
You don't?
Well, until I make a pick.
You're not Pitt Panther?
No. I'm a fucking Duquesne Duke, dude.
What, dude? Where's your hoodie? I thought you
Where's
had a
your hoodie,
hoodie,
dude?
It's here. It's around here somewhere. When Kenny fucking...
If, is that just Kenny hoodie?
That's just a Kenny hoodie.
We're Michigan man Who's around that? Here.
The other big game on Thursday night, Penn State goes to Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
9-4 Purdue last year. 7-6 Penn State. Penn State's -3.5. Penn State, 11 returning starters, 7 on offense, 4 on defense. Purdue's got 14 returning starters, 7-7. Penn State, 129th in the country as far as returning all conference players.
Hell yeah.
When I look at this, so Sean Clifford's been at Penn State for, I don't know, forever.
Yeah, big red Clifford. We
forever.
Love
forever. Jahan Dotson's obviously gone, but all the other. Wide receivers and tight end return. They only return 2 on the O-line, which is, we'll see. Manny Diaz is now the defensive coordinator.
They only
have 4 back on defense, which is my concern on Penn State there. Purdue.
No, it doesn't matter with fucking Manny at the helm.
I hear you. Hey, Purdue also very, very good quarterback coming back in Adrian O'Connell, who threw 28 touchdowns last year, 72% completion percentage. Here's an issue, maybe a little bit of worry. Their top 3 wide receivers are gone. Dave Bell being one of them, who was really good. He's on the Browns now. 3 starting O-linemen are back. Karlofalis is gone on the defense. 7 starters, though, are back on the defense that gave up 22 points a game. Sounds like you like the Nittany Lions here.
Covered 9 of 11 in September. Covered 9 of 13 conference games.
James Franklin comes out hot.
Road team in this matchup, 6-1-1 last 8.
Wow.
How's
that
work?
The Nittany Lions, 3-0-1 ATS last 4 in Purdue.
Okay.
I love Penn State tomorrow.
Okay. I didn't like this game originally. I think Purdue's offense is going to be... I was reading about their depth at wide receiver. Even though they lost the top 3, they're still probably going to be good there. Fucking, you know, Brohm's going to have the boys fucking buzzing on offense.
Manny Diaz, first year in, will have the boys drinking the Kool-Aid. He sells that snake oil. It don't last very long.
He does.
The boys. Maybe the first 2 or 3 games it might last here. We got to soak it up while it's working. Oh,
man, I'm having a hard time making a pick. I lean the Boilermakers, though.
What freaks really? Me...
Yeah, I don't. I mean, just because it's 3.5 and they're at home, I don't think it's like a. It's not like I love Purdue here.
System
and,
play
and team they are a, re- team B. They are returning more, which I mean, it is what it is. You say it's a system play,
kinda. You know, just plus 3.5 at home. You know, classic.
Only models you follow are to the beach, dude.
Facts. what freaks me out the most about State Penitentiary is just the chance of there being some freshman road to glory mode superstar.
There are you on Penn State?
Yeah.
Apparently there are. So the running game has been an issue the last few years for Penn State. Apparently there are a couple stud running
they
backs
got a guy
who we may get introduced to.
They got a guy whose nickname is the Fat Man.
Okay,
I believe.
All right, that's pretty.
It's like 265. Could be an absolute problem. Like that. That's the thing about Penn State, though.
What? Yeah, you never know.
You literally don't know.
Joey Porter's son is playing corner or safety or whatever. I fucking love. It's that'll be. I'm excited to watch that one. I don't.
Yeah, it's a big game.
That one may just be Purdue for me, strictly because the 3.5. All right, Ball State's at Tennessee.
Cool.
By the way, that Penn State Purdue was at 3.5 weeks ago. It's still at 3.5. There hasn't been any movement yet. Speaking of movement, last week, Tennessee was minus 31.5. They're now minus 35.5. Hayden Hooker, 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions last year, 68% completion. Their running back's back. Their leading wide receivers are back. The issue with Tennessee, they didn't win a game last year if they didn't score more than 38 points. Their defense,
that is an issue.
Their defense is an issue. I don't know if it's going to be an issue against Ball State, who averaged 23 points a game last season, and they have a new quarterback. They have a new quarterback this year. I thought about taking Tennessee at 31. 35.5 is a lot. My thing is Tennessee should be able to stop Ball State, and they're going to fucking, if they want to, put up 50.
See, I'm kind of thinking, give me Ball State.
Jesus.
So, hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm not saying it's the wrong side, but you.
Dude,
I don't like to make bets where I know I'm going to be fucking stressed from kickoff. I mean,
you could be up 17-7 at halftime, like basically prancing around.
Oh, and then they put up fucking.
I mean, we got to be worried about our hearts at this point, lads.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, it's bit just, of a ticker game. Just the information that's coming out. We gotta be.
I didn't get that one. I didn't get that one.
Neither.
So, all right, little napkin math.
That is a Bruce go special. Ahead.
Napkin math.
That little napkin math. I think Tennessee's most likely to score in the 42 range. I think that Ball State can score, 17.
You don't think they're getting a 50 piece?
I don't think they're throwing up a 50 piece.
Fair play.
I mean,
I think it's more likely they score 42, and I think it's more likely that Ball State scores 17.
Here's the worry.
Mitt is the Ball State expert. I'd like to go to him on this.
As much as I love Ball State, they have a new quarterback. They weren't really good last year, honestly.
Is this quarterback not roaming the streets of Broad Ripple?
No, he's not. Muncie's actually pretty far away from here, and Drew Plitt did just get fucking cut by whoever the hell he was with. So, I mean, like, I don't see Ball State doing shit this game. I think they're going to get blown out by 42 probably.
Probably
going to take Tennessee.
My worry if you take Tennessee is that they take everyone out in the third quarter, and then who knows what happens.
See, I'm fucking jaded after fucking watching North Carolina last week that I can't do the big spreads, dude.
Once Hooker became the full-time starter last year, they scored 56, 38, 62, 45, 31 against Ole Miss, 24 against Bama, 45, only 17 against Georgia, 60 against South Alabama, 45 against Vandy. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this one. But if you want to take – Bruce, if you want to take Ball State, fucking go ahead. Feel free.
They haven't lost a game by 35 or more since 2018, Ball State.
Shout out, Chirp Chirp.
There we go.
Shout out, Chirp Chirp. Let's go.
Hang that in the rafters.
Central Michigan and Oklahoma State.
Chippewa on down.
This one has moved 2 points today. It was 20.5 this morning. It's 22.5 now. OK State, they returned their quarterback who, if you remember OK State from last year, I don't know how to describe this guy. He's not a great passer.
Why do I feel like I got burned by OK State last year? Did they beat Oklahoma?
Do you remember it was the bowl game where you got burned? Who did they play in the bowl game?
Baylor.
No. Well, they did get burned there. Oklahoma State.
I remember I got burned on them when they played TCU.
Remember we were all Bruce Notre Dame, Methodist. Remember when we all got fucking burned by Oregon?
Yes.
Was that Utah?
The double
on
Utah.
Saturday night. double, not Oregon. Double.
It was the double Utah disaster. I think it was, it was 2 weeks they didn't cover against Oregon.
We were so confident in the run back.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Oklahoma Horrible. State's got Central Michigan.
Who did they play, Tone?
Notre Dame. They won by 2 in the bowl game. I think we got burned.
It was Baylor, right?
By Baylor.
I think it was the play. It was the whatever conference, right?
By the way, Baylor. Now they're
people are high on Baylor.
Very, very high on Baylor. The remember we didn't like their backup quarterback or.
Oh Jesus! Is that the guy? He can't be the guy.
Yeah. What's his name?
That's their number one
brewer. No, we got the guy that we like.
No,
he's
Brewer's
still
at
there.
Liberty.
No.
Liberty Biberty?
Yeah, yeah, Chuck Brewer's at
Chuck
Liberty.
Brewer's Liberty.
But then last year, Jerry Bohannon was the starter or whatever.
Oh, he's that guy works.
He's at USF now. So Baylor went with the backup that we liked.
Yeah, that's the guy. So yeah. We're big on
who
Baylor
like,
too then.
Who like completed like 17 passes in a row. Remember that one. Okay. Oklahoma State, Central Michigan.
These are good flashbacks right now. I'm
great flashbacks.
It's taking me back in time.
Spencer Sanders, the quarterback for Oklahoma State, was first team all Big 12 last year. He's a good quarterback. He's just like, it's hard to explain what he is. He's like a fucking bowling ball, decent thrower, not the best thrower in the world, can run a little bit too. Their top wide running back and wide receiver are gone. They had a top 10 D in literally every single category, but their defense coordinator went to Ohio State, and they lose their top four tacklers. So a little bit of concern on the defensive side here for Oklahoma State. And then Central Michigan, they're really good at running back. They had first team All-Mac or whatever running back. And their running back from 2019, who rushed for like 1,200 yards, missed the last two seasons with injuries, is back this year as well. Their problem is they lost two O-linemen to the NFL. Tough to replace two O-linemen in the NFL at Central Michigan. Their quarterback, though, 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions last year, pretty good. They lost Pimp, wide receiver to the Detroit Lions. I don't believe he didn't make the roster today. They led their nation in sacks.
They led their nation.
They led the nation in sacks last year. They only have 4 guys coming back there, though. They lose their top rushers and tackler, and they lost 4 guys to the portal. Not real high on – I'm going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I'm out.
I think I might dabble here with Daniel Richardson and the Fighting. What are these? The Chippewas.
Yeah.
I kind of think 21's a lot. And looking at this, I mean, this quarterback. I'm strictly betting on this quarterback.
Good quarterback.
He's pretty good. If he wasn't 5'10", he probably would.
Central Michigan was 9-4 last year. Fucking 8-5 ATS. Good quarterback. You know.
When we get Max in Tuesdays.
That's not till November, I believe.
I thought it was like October. Week 3, week 4.
No. That's when it's like when the fucking weather starts to turn.
Yeah, white walkers come out.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the Chippewas too. I think they'll take the air out of the football. In
by
17.
I'm leaning Chips there.
Yeah,
Brucey dogs.
I'm leaning Chips there.
By 17.
I do worry about how much they lost on defense. I'm going to stay away there. Probably they only have got 4 guys coming back. I don't like that.
Just do it, dude.
I don't like that. next one we have on Thursday night is Louisiana Tech at Mizzou. 19.5 is the spread on this one right now. Louisiana Tech's got transfer quarterbacks, one from TCU, one from Texas Tech. Top 2 wide receivers are back. 3 O-line starters are back. Defense was awful last year. Mizzou, second all-time leading rusher, is gone. Leading receiver, gone. New defense. I'm not fucking touching this game. No one's touching this game, right? Mizzou, Louisiana Tech, anyone fucking touching this
game? There's a thought on
which
that
side?
19 plus 19.5.
Something to think about.
I might take the minus 19.5.
Okay. You got to figure that out. And then the last game of the night, Minnesota's favored by fucking 37 against New Mexico State, who just lost to Nevada.
37.5?
A lot of people are high on Minnesota because Tanner Morgan's back, but I don't know. They got their running backs back in Minnesota, but I'm not going to touch this one. If I'm doing
this is snake oil special. Win by 65.
They tell you what.
Everyone's like,
I don't trust them. They lost.
He's got the boys going.
They lost to Bowling Green. Is that Bowling Green last year? They lost to them when Bowling Green was supposed to be the one of the worst teams in the nation. Yeah. I think I'm going to stay away from this one too.
This is super anecdotal, but I just feel like Missouri has like weird bad September stats.
Mizzou hasn't.
I just feel like it's like a get shocked at home kind of a vibe.
They do, don't
at their
they?
Home games.
They do, don't they?
They just have that feeling. Like you put on your 100% fan gear and you know 100%. You might feel some pain.
All right. I'm leaning probably going to take Panthers, probably going to take Purdue, maybe Central Michigan. Give those out on Thursday. What are you leaning? Where are you going?
I'm taking Penn State for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to wait and see if that gets to 8, but I will be on WVU either way.
Okay.
And then I think I'm I might. I don't know. I got to take one more for sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it is. Maybe Louisiana Tech is the third man in. Bruce. Maybe he's fucking Hulk Hogan at Bash at the Beach here.
Maybe.
It's looking like the Ball State Cardinals, the Central Jesus. Michigan Chippewas, and the West Virginia Mountaineers for me. To be fair, West Virginia will be a significantly larger position than the other two.
Okay. But,
Bruce is 1-0 on his larger position.
He is. He had fucking Northwestern, 12.5.
Yeah.
1-0.
1-0.
This isn't my favorite Thursday ever, but I mean, I like West Virginia. I like Purdue for some reason, probably because their quarterback is 24. So I like Purdue. I like Tennessee.
He is a walk-on.
And I like Central Michigan U.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I met Central Michigan U. All right, let's go to baseball. Lots of games today. A lot of big lines. A lot of questionable starters, but. We will go through it. Baltimore's at Cleveland. Spencer Watkins goes against Cal, Quant, Trill. I'm good here.
Give me the Guardians, first five money line.
Okay, Quant Trill has been better. He's given up he's given up no earned runs in three of his last four starts, so that's pretty fucking good. That's the way I would have leaned. Anything you on your birds here or no?
Yeah, I'm going Guardians full game.
Okay.
Against the Birdland?
Yeah, I'm not like a fucking Orioles mark. I'm not like wearing a Cal Ripken Jr. jersey to
when
work.
When did that change?
No, I they've been a good side. But tonight, Spencer Watkins pitches the contact and the Guardians hit the contact.
No, no. So
hell yeah, they
not
do.
Ideal.
Hell yeah, they do. Hell yeah, they do. That was the side that I was going to be on. Not though. To go to Hudson goes against Justin Dunn. Here's a pitching matchup. Hudson's going to 5-1-9. Dunn's going to 6-8-4. I'm good.
Can we just whenever fucking Mikolaj pitches next?
Yeah, don't fucking.
Just make our pick and don't say anything.
Okay. Or we just alternate run line -6.5 both ways.
Because cool. Whenever cool. We shit on him, he shows like up. Whenever we praise him, he's terrible. It's let's just, if we want to take him, just take him. We don't need to fucking talk about
it. It's 8-0 every time he starts. You just don't know which way.
You have no idea what side.
But it's always 8-0.
Uh-huh.
Literally the last three starts.
I know.
Crazy.
I've seen it.
McClanahan
goes against fucking Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo has a 4.87 at home.
Are we laying a half here with the Rats?
I'm going to lay 1.5 full game. Rays 7-2 in their last nine. Miami's last, dead last versus lefties. And they're 8-21 in their last 29. I'm going to lay a half with the Rays. Fuck.
I'm out. Miami Dodgers series was so bizarre that I don't want to have any part of the Miami Marlins.
Speaking of things I don't want any part of, Cole Irvin goes against Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You take
Cole
him.
Irvin plus take a him. Half. Here we go.
Take him.
If you're watching that broadcast,
which
God
one?
Bless.
Which one?
The A's Oakland. Nationals.
Oh, we always get fucking
two teams under. Both are like 50 games.
Yeah. If you're at the game, God bless you.
God bless. The A's. The Oakland Athletics are quietly aired a lot out here.
Yeah, I bet they are. Stroman goes against Gossman.
I'd love to take Stroman revenge game here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lay the two.
But they've been they're putting on like a show for him, but video and stuff. Stroman's better when he's pissed off. It doesn't feel like he's pissed off. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good. Haney goes for the Dodgers against the Mets. Taiwan Walker's going.
Haney's can't be this good. Give me the Mets first 5.5.
Okay. The reason why I didn't take the Mets was their 29th versus lefties recently, which isn't good. And the Dodgers are fifth versus righties. Similar home, yeah, I stayed away.
Timmy Trumpet in the building.
Timmy
as well.
Trumpet is in the building.
For glory.
So usually when a team plays an extra innings game and then has to travel to
Dodgers
to Citi Field and, you know, play the next day while the other team has the day off, you would take the Mets. But because it is the Dodgers, I think that they're actually gonna come in pretty revved up with something to prove and kind of serve some humble pie up to the Mets and the Mets fans with Walker, who has not been throwing well. I'm on the Dodgers money line.
Okay.
Bruce is a Yankees fan.
He correct, is? Yeah. I also
oh, for the
hate. Don't hate the Mets.
I don't hate the Mets. You don't hate the Brooklyn Nets either.
George Kirby.
I do hate
the Brooklyn goes Nets. For the Mariners in Detroit. Matt Manning has a 0.69 home ERA. Kirby's been good too. 1-3-2-1 in his last four starts. I'm good.
Yeah, too rich for Kirby.
Anyone want to lay $4 with Fried against? I mean, they're $4 favorites for a good reason, but I'm not gonna do anything.
Yeah, I'm out.
Cutter Crawford goes against Archer. Cutter's given up 4-9-2-5 in his last four. Archer's given
fucking
up.
Bella looked good last night.
Hit. Archer's given up, gave a 5 in his last start, 3-2 the ones before that. I'm good.
Yeah, no thanks.
I think I'm going back to the Twins. Well, I mean, Archer's experienced against the Red Sox.
Sure.
I don't know how well he's done.
Sure. I'm sure yeah. It's all right.
And Cutter Crawford just feels like a trip to the bait shop.
Mm-hmm. Framber's got a 3-3-3 going against Dane Dunning, 4-1-8. Framber's actually better on the road with a 2.2. Dane's better at home. He's got a 3-2-1. Framber's been pretty good as of late, 1-2-0-3 in his last four. Houston's 5-2 in their last seven against Texas, who's not. I will be taking full game money line, Houston.
Stroh's first five money line.
No thanks. No tempting though.
No team.
Tempting. Almost too good.
Almost too good. Singer goes for KC. Giolito goes for
what's
the
up
White Sox. Both these teams stink. White Sox are 0-4 in their last four. KC's 4-9 in their last 13. Both pitchers, though. Singer's got given up 1-2-0-1 in his last four. Giolito's gave up 1 in his last start, 7 before that, 4 before that, 1 before that. You never know what you're going to get with the guy. I will stay away.
Short price. Give me Giolito. Oh,
you are just a sucker for that, man.
Love him.
Is the wedding singer kind of a wagon that we've been
yes, he
sitting
is.
Out?
Yeah, but you can't bat the Royals.
I'm not going to do it.
Pop on, lad.
I'm not going
to do it. I tried to. Couldn't do it.
I don't think I've ever maybe bet on the Royals once every 2 years.
Anyone want to bet on Mitch Keller or fucking Jason Alexander? Buckos and the Brewers?
No, but let me shoehorn in a White Sox parlay okay, here. White Sox first half, win result, and full game. You can same game parlay these, plus 137.
Okay.
So let's go, Gio. My dog. This is the pitch to contact parlay.
Okay.
Pitch to contact my parlay. Dog.
Anyone want to take? Met. Anyone want to lay the $1.60 or so? With the Yankees, who are 8-17 in their last 25, 4-12 away against the 4-0 on a run Angels, then that won last night.
Give me the Yanks first five money line.
Good luck.
It's a win-win. Yanks lose, I can shit on Bruce.
Fair play.
You want your Yanks in this one?
I'm gonna sit it out.
Yeah, probably. It's just.
I was watching it last night at midnight. Like, why aren't I asleep right now? Yeah, this is such a waste of time. Can't believe Michael Kay's out there.
Nola goes for the Phillies. 0 in his last outing, 5 in the one before that, but 1 in each of the ones before that. Gallen has given up in his last four starts, 0, 0, 0, and 0.
I hate this.
Hate it too. Phillies 6-2 in their last 8. Arizona 4-0 in their last 4. I'm an idiot. Plus a half, first 5.
Yes, sir.
D-backs. And last game, Snell is on the road against Webb.
I have to bet every game in this series. I can't look at Dad's Giants and not bet it.
Here's my thinking here. Here's what I'm doing. Snell gave up 6 in his last outing. Before that, he had given up 5 earned runs total in his last 5 starts before that. Looking for a bounce back from Snelly Snell. They are 4-1 in their last 5. Giants are on another 0-5 fucking skid. This team loves to go on losing streaks. I'm going to lay the 130 full game Padres.
Wasn't too long ago Logan Webb was 20-0 at home.
Yep.
Giants first 5 plus a half.
Ooh. Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
Alex Wood, meatballs, Logan Webb, not meatballs.
Okay.
Give me the Giants.
Oh, wow.
+1.5, -166.
Me too. All right. All right.
Alex Wood.
All right. I'm on the Rays. Full game, -1.5 versus the Marlins. Houston, money line, -154. D-backs, +5.5. And the Padres, money line.
I have all +5. Wow. Guardians, money line. A's, +0.5. Rays, -0.5. Mets, +0.5. Astros, money line. White Sox, money line. Yanks, money line. D-backs, +0.5. Giants, +0.5.
Brucey?
I'm going Guardians, Twins, Giants +1.5, Dodgers money line. Dodgers are my favorite. Okay. But yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Admitting you had your White Sox parlay.
Yeah, we got the White Sox Mark parlay here. Chicago White Sox first half result, and then Chicago White Sox full game money line parlay together.
Okay. Brilliant. Let me see if there's.
Leeds just tied it.
Hell yeah.
Chelsea's, 30 minutes left Chelsea to find the winner.
Dude, what am I doing betting on Chelsea? Am I mad?
It's a good.
I mean, that was. I looked at that this morning, Bruce, and I was like, this is a very short price for Chelsea.
Southampton, you think you just, 3-0 carry
Chelsea's
on.
Chelsea's also not. I don't think they got it this year.
It's because of that crazy, crazy manager salting everybody.
It's crazy music.
Oh yeah,
that's a good lead into footy for tomorrow. Decent fucking
line. A fucking full slate.
A lot of games tomorrow. What do you like?
Syria.
Okay.
I like Lazio money line at Sampdoria.
Always, it was always Lazio.
Yeah, Sampdoria got wiped on the week, and they've looked like shit.
Okay.
Fiorentina. Draw no bet at Udinese. Both teams playing well. I think Fiorentina is the better squad, though.
Udinese, okay.
EPL. Wolves at plus money. Money line at Bournemouth. Bournemouth sacked their poor manager, Scott Parker, after a poor start to the season. I don't think that fixes anything. I like Wolves here.
Okay.
What if they get, like, Ted Lasso in there and it's like a... You know,
it takes a couple games.
Punchy vibes around campground.
It takes a couple games.
I rate Scott Parker as a coach.
Gotcha.
I don't think you're going to, at least this quick, wait, I don't was think. That, was Wolves that the, would played better than Newcastle, and Newcastle had been playing pretty good footy.
Was that the handsome guy that got whacked?
Yeah, dude. Fucking
so GP. Handsome. How do you fire that guy? Stud.
Okay.
Most handsome coach in all sports.
I hate this one. But Tottenham money line at even money at West Ham. This is, no matter what team's doing what, this game is always a fucking dog.
Have to take it.
Yeah. Any other time, I'd probably be on West Ham double chance, but it seems like Spurs are firing on all cylinders.
It does.
Look for Sonny Digital to open his account.
What's that?
Bruce is saying Mark Tottenham stuff.
Look, Sonny? You worried about Sonny?
No, I like Sonny to score a goal, open his account.
Sonny to score?
Yep, we need it. We need him now. It's time to go. Jeez. Come on, you Spurs.
I told you.
Gimme a ginger from Sweden.
So he's just
came
saying.
Here from Juventus and he plays on the wing.
He's got like 4 Tottenham sayings that he knows and he just runs them back.
I respect it. League, the only play I have is Lille draw no bet at -130 against Nice.
Oh, I love Lille and Nice.
Lille bounced back very well from an absolute drubbing by PSG. Mm-hmm. And then I don't like doing this, but I got 3 money line plays in the MLS.
Okay.
Toronto FC money line over LA Galaxy. I'm going to bet, listen here, I'm going to bet Toronto FC every game the rest of the year. As long as fuck those 2 Italians are playing, it's they're must bet, dude.
Auto invest.
Have to.
Yeah, they are on a different level.
On auto pay.
Yeah. Fucking LAFC has been fucking doing us dirty, but them at -105 at Houston,
okay.
I love. Like, I said this last week, I can't see them losing 2 in a row. I can't see them losing fucking 3 in a row.
Okay.
They just got wiped by Austin.
Yeah, I told you. Good luck fucking betting against McConaughey.
Speaking of Austin FC, I'll take them money line at home against the Portland Timbers at -130.
Okay.
We're yelling Timber.
We're not.
Is that Is that all footy?
That's it, lad.
Good luck tomorrow. How did Dirty Harry and the boys do?
We're grinding it out. I think he lost 2-1-4 yesterday. And
what about CC Pass out?
CC Pass out goes down. Late in the year, dog days of the summer, very hot in Flushing, Queens, which is kind of a gross place to be. So for tomorrow, he likes Tommy Paul plus 102. And then tonight,
Tommy Paul's a good fucking player.
Tonight, he's got Emmer, who is minus 150. I think that's changed a bit. Minus 146. I'm probably going to double that one. When Dirty Mike's taking a favorite, you can normally lock it up and throw away the key, all right? And then later tonight, Jack Sock taking on Swartzman. Swartzman's pretty feisty, so I'm a little bit surprised that we're on Jack Sock tonight. But fuck it, you know, plus coming up on 200 there. So let's go.
Yes.
Who scored?
No, Skylar Thompson on the 53 roster is a no-brainer.
There you go. Hey, you know
we're not in the business of being stupid, McDaniel said.
Do you know who Jesse Davis is by any chance?
Name rings a bell.
Steelers got him. He started 72 games for the Dolphins the past five seasons.
What position?
Tackle guard. I mean, their O-line stunk, so that's not good news.
Yeah, Byron Jones on the pup list. X hasn't practiced. Waddle hasn't practiced in 3 weeks.
Those aren't good.
No, I am concerned.
Those aren't good.
I didn't like letting Lynn Bowden go, to be honest. I liked him.
Well, cut day is always an interesting day. We will take it all in tonight. Come back tomorrow with some NFL. Tomorrow we'll do the Friday games for college football. We'll go through those. And then the rest of the week, we'll go through the Saturday games, talk about some primetime games, stuff like that.
I didn't realize LSU Florida State was at fucking Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, that'll still be fucking 80%, 90% LSU. Has to be.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I love LSU for family.
For the family. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.